Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Debbie Arthur, and I'm a dairy farmer from Paul's Valley. From producing the best milk possible to giving back, dairy farmers are committed to our communities. Each year, dairy farmers like myself help feed those in need, making sure they are provided with nutritious milk and dairy foods at their holiday meals. To learn more about dairy farmers' commitment to you and their communities, visit dairymax.org.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring 5 fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos. Well, light to moderate trade developing yesterday in several areas, with prices generally $4 to $5 lower than week-ago levels. Although some additional trade may need to develop in the next couple of days, especially in the north, the tone of the market appears to be set following early week trade. This could add increased underlying softness to the entire complex as cash market supports trying to make early month adjustments following additional futures and wholesale beef value pressure. Futures are expected mixed with a combination of follow-through pressure and short covering, which is expected early in the session. Late day gains in grain trade yesterday added to the uncertainty in cattle futures, with firm pressure in live and feeder cattle trade at the end of the session. Over on the hogs, limit gains that flooded back into the complex on the first trading session of May reminded traders and all market watchers how volatile the hog market has become and how quickly a market turnaround can develop. The weekly export sales report today will be the main focus in the morning, with traders closely watching for additional China trade. Well, the wheat markets are higher this morning, attempting to follow through on their positive session yesterday. The rally came in the face of better-than-expected results from day two of the Wheat Quality Council tour, which could suggest much of the larger crop ideas have already been priced in. Corn is higher again this morning, poised to close higher for the sixth session in a row, which will be the longest winning streak since early January. It would seem that wet, cool weather across the Corn Belt is starting to resonate with the record fund short position. Corn planting progress as of Monday was 15% complete nationally, and we aren't likely to see much more than 10% advancement by next Monday. The soybeans are lower this morning, but still up from yesterday's contract lows, which saw July beans slide below $8.50. Since the news, the Trump administration was readying for another $12 billion in farm assistance should the trade war drag on, the market has seemed ready to discount another aid package, as it did during the first round. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle down 37 cents at 113.87. August down 80 cents, 110.97. May feeder cattle down 22 cents, 141.37. August is up 7 cents at 149.22. May hogs up 280, 87.10. And June's up $3, 91.22. Kansas City wheat, May's up 3 cents, 389 and a quarter. And July is up 6 cents, $4. Chicago wheat, July up 7 and a quarter at 436. September's up 5 and a half at 443 and a quarter. July corn up 6 cents, 368 and a half, and September was up 5 3/4 at 376 and a quarter. July soybeans down 2 1/4 cents, 851 3/4. August was down 2 cents at 858. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.